This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added Hydro Massage Lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's noon, it's lunchtime. Why don't you go get you some lunch? You can do it at the Wing Guru, our favorite spot. Jaren Jackson's favorite spot, too. Because where you're going to get the best chicken in town, best chicken wings specifically. Whole party, boneless. However you like your wings, Memphians, we all like our wings different ways. Billy's got you covered any way you like them, and he's going to do it with the best premium flavors, isn't he, John Martin?
What's going to cheer you up more after a loss than the Wing Guru? Pretty good remedy.
Not much. James Wiseman eligible. It's all settled.
Pretty good remedy. But, in the meantime, while you wait for that, you can go over to the Wing Guru. And you can pick up the Honey Suicide, the Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco, 901. All out there waiting on you. It's all delicious.
All out there waiting on you. Go get it right now. $56.99 Mount Moriah or $71.99 Stage Road. Billy's expanding. They're going to be everywhere here on every street corner like Family Dollar here in a minute. That's how good a businessman he is. Saturate the city in chicken wings. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right. But Mighty John's going to join us at around 12:25. But before we do that, we must do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Thanks for doing that, Brad. First story, Chase Young. Chase Young is, he plays for Ohio State, defensive end for Ohio State. And as you guys know, he was suspended for four games. He was suspended for four games for basically taking a loan from a family friend who it was later determined was an NFL certified agent, right? Was an agent to basically fly his girlfriend out to the Rose Bowl. That was the story. That's what the loan was for. And he got four games for that. And today, the news broke that Chase Young's suspension has been reduced, basically cut in half. Now, Ohio State was pretty cooperative. The loan was already repaid, but Chase Young's four-game suspension was reduced to just two games. He's already served one game after Maryland over the weekend, and so he'll sit out one more game, and that's against Rutgers, and then he'll come back for Penn State, and he will come back for, I believe, Michigan to end the year. So that's good news for Ohio State. There's no doubt about it. That is really good news for Ohio State, and it's good news for Chase Young. He tweeted this morning. Excited to be back on the field next week. Thank you, Buckeye Nation, for all the love and support. I'm blessed to be a part of this team, this university, and this community. Lots of love to my family. God bless and go Bucks. So, Ohio State, according to this story that I'm reading over at ESPN, Ohio State had made a request for immediate reinstatement with the NCAA, adding that a decision be expedited. The NCAA completed its review of Young's case today. So, anyway, the reason why this is relevant to Memphis, to the extent that it's relevant to Memphis at all, is that Chase Young and James Wiseman had their cases take place on the same day, last Friday. Chase Young's stuff came out Friday morning. James Wiseman's stuff came out Friday afternoon. And so they're always going to be linked. And also because one university took an approach of cooperation, and they took an approach of, all right, we're going to sit him while this gets sorted out. And one university did not take that approach. One university took the opposite approach. And James Wiseman got a temporary restraining order, and here we are. Now, the argument would be, and I'm just going to put it out there, Ohio State is Ohio State and Memphis is Memphis. And so to expect the same treatment, I think, would be asinine, probably, and naive.
Okay. Well, that's a fair way to look at it. But I would look at it this way. Have the Scott Van Pelts of the world, right, the others that have written articles or talked about this, have they treated you like you're different from Ohio State? Or have they talked about this story? John, you made the mention of it 55 times. They're telling you he's ineligible yesterday during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Have they talked about this story as if it's the biggest thing going on in college basketball right now?
Yep, they have.
The thing that you have going for you, just like Ohio State in this case, no, you're right. They're one of the haves, and typically with you outside the Power Fives, you're one of the have-nots. But the things you've got right now is James Wiseman, the number one player in college basketball.
Yep.
That's what Ohio State has, the number one player in college football. The guy right now that Kuiper says number one player on his big board could literally be the number one pick in the draft. You got the number one pick in the NBA draft. So what you've got is a very similar situation to what Ohio State has. This is it, man. The NCAA is not in the business of saying it's wrong. It doesn't do that. To the point that we've seen that some of the way they rule on these things, it's ridiculous. That's where we come from, this arbitrary nature that they do things. How do you come to that, right? They're not interested in saying they're wrong. What they are interested in, mm-hmm. right, is less bad publicity, right?
Yes.
Clearly they are. Because, again, we just saw it again last night. Scott Van Pelt makes you the thing he's talking about with James Wiseman. Fight, 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 right? You just saw it. They don't need that at this time. They're getting killed
yep.
right now. The NCAA is coming apart at the seams,
yep.
right? So they're not interested in saying, no, we got this all wrong. But what they are interested, particularly with their highest-profile guys, because
yep.
they're getting killed nightly, right, is settling this stuff. Guys, use that to your advantage, Memphis, and I'm sure they are behind the scenes, or at least they're trying to. I mean, they literally say in their statement, we're trying to come to a settlement here that we think is fair and just in this case. I don't have Rudd's words right in front
Equitable.
Of me. But they say it, literally, trying to come to a settlement. The NCAA, there's incentive to again, have a settlement with Memphis. No incentive to say we were all wrong about this. This rule of ours that we've had written down that, yes, Memphis fans, you think is stupid. This rule, we're going to throw it out, right? We're going to say we were wrong. That's not happening, brother, because that sets the precedent for all their other cases where they can say, well, wait a minute, with the James Wiseman case, y'all did this. They're not interested in saying they're wrong. What they will do is move a little bit with you and settle with you, just like they've done in this case. And I'm telling you right now, it's a template.
A template.
But you have an advantage in the sense that Chase didn't have and he didn't need one because of the court of public opinion was set. So, but you have a lawsuit going on too.
Yep.
Right? You've got that leverage. And again, this is why I kept saying you got to convince James. You got to convince James so you're in lockstep. But you got a lawsuit going on that you can use as leverage. Been saying it since Monday. There's no question about it. NCAA don't want to do that. Now, you can look at the other side. Does Memphis want to be opened up in a federal court by the NCAA? Or does the NCAA want to have its practices looked into, like we've talked about? Nobody wants any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that leverage, too, which wasn't going on in the Chase Young case. All he needed was court of public opinion, really. The NCAA said, this is silly. And really, the truth. Because, again, you're talking about a situation, man, where we know sweeping change is coming for these athletes to where they can benefit. And you're talking about situations that don't involve malice. Right? Penny Hardaway wasn't a coach at Memphis. He didn't pay that kid $11.5 to go to Memphis. The status of a booster or not, he wasn't the coach. I think he's paying him $11.5 to go play for Tubby.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the case, okay?
Right.
So if that wasn't the intention, and we know again this what they've based this on is thin. get him to the table, do the settlement. You don't need him against Alcorn State. You know, I'm not saying go and do what, because you've already played him. You've already said you did what Ohio State didn't do, and you've gotten some credit for it, and maybe rightfully so, right? You've thrown the double birds, as my man says, and gotten commended on it, right? You've done that. Live to tell the tale and do that, mm-hmm. right? You've made your point. You got Bomani, who will have on next. You know, got you on High Noon. He's talking about you, defending you. You've made the point. Everybody sees it, how stupid this is. Now be smart. Be smart. And you can come out with an outcome, I'm telling you right now, just like Ohio State, where that kid is eligible at the end of the season and you are going into the tournament without any worry or about repercussions or what's going to happen in the future with this program. That's what everyone should want. And that gets James back on the court too. Right.
Well, that's what they're working toward. I mean, I think that is 100% the case.
Well, it should be.
You know, I think, like you said, they say as much in their statement. You know, I just don't. Nobody wants this fight to last on into March, on into April.
Now, there's too many other kids that are putting in work over there on that. You know, and not just kids, coaches, everything else to have this thing right. The entire ship, right, go down
mm-hmm.
off what is clearly something the NCAA should want to fix and get right. A situation, you know what? That's not so bad.
Right.
Here's the deal. Just like Chase Young. You know what? That's not so bad. That there was no malice intended. This was didn't have the spirit of a cheater involved here. And that's ultimately you can sort of fall back on that, and that is reason to, hey, settle with Memphis.
Yep.
This can be done, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And so I think
where Memphis fought and the NCAA, you know, they get what they want to.
That's what they're working toward. But it is a fascinating juxtaposition, though, because Chase Young is, you know, obviously back for Ohio State after this weekend, and James Wiseman does not have any clarity quite yet on his status. We'll see if that comes after Monday or on Monday. But as of right now, he's still playing on that temporary restraining order.
Next story.
You ever seen Goodfellas?
Mm-hmm.
You see where Joe Pesci thinks he's about to get made at the end of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And they take him in there, and they take him out.
Yeah.
Set him up.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing with Colin Kaepernick this weekend?
I don't think that's what they're doing with Colin Kaepernick.
NFL clubs were informed Tuesday that a private workout is going to be held for free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Adam Schefter had the story, by the way. It was fascinating because it was sort of unfolding as he's reporting it. All these sources are calling and telling this. According to a copy of a memo obtained by ESPN, the session is going to include some on-field work and interview. Now, Kaepernick, what, ain't played since 16? It's been a while. But what you constantly hear, and especially when teams go to their backup quarterbacks, is, man, that dude looks sorry. You know? Kaepernick should be out there. And
so
I guess
what you're alleging is that you think this is one last stab by the NFL to try to discredit Colin Kaepernick.
I haven't even gotten through it yet. Okay?
Okay.
Have you heard some of the mystery surrounding this thing?
I mean, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
They won't tell him why they can't move it, why it's got to be on Saturday. Okay? They wanted it on Tuesday, John, but they won't tell him on Saturday. When they ask who's interested, what did they say, John? They said, we can't tell you because you're about to get whacked. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, in this case.
This is weird.
When you say whacked, you mean embarrassed.
I'm still using the metaphor.
But now we're in real life.
Well,
now.
Okay, here's the real life.
So you think what they're trying to do is make Kaepernick look like crap?
Look, Kaepernick, they can't control what he does on the field.
Yeah.
But they can control the number of people that show up, right? And this is the deal. Goodell, here's what really is, John. Messing around a little bit. I'm being really real. Goodell can say, hey, we're opening up. We're doing a thing on Saturday, John. If nobody comes. Right?
People will come.
Does that put it to bed? Oh,
people
there's been interest in him.
Yeah.
Believe me. But John, what if just five teams show up? What if just one team shows up?
Well, we know right? At least two are going. The Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Lions will be sending reps to the workout.
That's come out since. When they asked him beforehand who was interested, there was a shroud of mystery surrounding
right.
this entire thing. And there still is. Why can't you have one on a Tuesday where all general managers can come? At some workout facility then. Why does it have to be on a Saturday? Again, they're having it on a Saturday, John. Most teams are going to be locked up, GMs, with their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why can't you find a facility on a Tuesday? what's the deal with that? Look, This is Kaepernick's shot. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's all on the NFL. Go out there. You've been working out for 3 years. He says
this is his
every day.
Lose yourself moment in 8 Mile. This is it.
I mean, I don't know if that's the music you want to be listening to when you go out, because that's an old hit.
He's vomiting on a sweater already.
I don't know why he'd still be listening.
He's nervous.
To Eminem.
But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs.
Right.
But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud.
Any chance you get a chance to spout off some Eminem lyrics, I know you're gonna go for it, and you're gonna do it with some Damian Ball.
The words
passion.
Won't come out.
Right. But that ain't the point. Right? That's an old hit. He don't need that.
That is
sure he'd be
that
listening
is,
to something more recent.
How about Till I Collapse by Eminem? Yeah. Come on, man. Get hyped for Kaepernick's workout, man. This is your shot.
Your little brain don't get far from Eminem, does it? Not
this
much on
it.
A daily basis.
It's everything you ever wanted.
I don't know how I
one
let
moment.
You do this to me. Turn a Colin Kaepernick segment into an Eminem.
Let it slip.
Video.
Come on, man. His palms are sweaty.
Yeah.
I see how seriously you're taking this workout.
What? Okay.
Do you think you'll get a job from it?
No.
You don't? I think he will. I think he will.
I think
this is the setup for him to get a job.
I would like to believe that, because I do believe there are quarterbacks in the NFL who are less qualified than Colin Kaepernick to be a backup right now. Some people will tell you, well, Colin wants to be a starter and all that stuff, dude. I think at this point, knowing he's been out 3 years, he's probably – pretty content to know that he's not going to be
exactly.
a starter at this point, or at least going into. You'd have to win it out there.
Right.
I would like for this to lead to an opportunity, but what I feel like is this is going to be the NFL's way of putting it to bed.
Well,
that they're either going to say
sucks.
You weren't good enough,
no
right,
doubt.
Or there's not enough interest. This feels like the NFL a setup to say,
no
this
doubt
is
about it.
We're tired of this.
Yep. Mm.
Every time a quarterback goes down, we hear the story and get your tweets. We want to. This is what it feels like to me, John. That's what, rather than actually giving him the opportunity on a Tuesday wherever. Right.
So the Cowboys will also be there. We just got a tweet. So the Cowboys, the Dogs, and the Lions will definitely be there.
That's three.
Teams.
You said there'd be a ton. You made it sound like there'd be a ton. That's a lot.
The Raiders will be there. We know that. Mm. I mean, what the Raiders got going on.
Well, I mean, the Bears should be at that joker.
The problem for Colin Kaepernick is that he's 32 years old, and I think people are
man, football shape ain't, working out with all these
respect.
Right. It's not. So people are coming. The people who are going to be in attendance, it's like a circus. I hate to say it, and I hate to use that analogy, but it's like a circus. Like, you have to be there because you want to see. Oh, no, the real GMs will not be there.
No.
It will be like underlings. It will be like the low guys on the totem
people
pole.
People saying they were doing their due diligence, just like the quotes I read.
No, I would be shocked if there's a general manager there. I mean, I would be absolutely shocked that if there is one NFL general manager in attendance, because he's just a backup quarterback at this. Who is he starting for? He's
not starting for anyone today.
And so, like, this is like
he can come in, maybe win the job over a few of these scrubs.
This is like
possibly,
this is a more controversial Mike Glennon. Like, if Mike Glennon decided he was going to have a workout in Atlanta,
comparing this fool to long neck Captain
I'm
Long Neck?
I'm just
Mike
saying
Glennon.
He's a backup QB.
He is better than
he's
Mike. Better than Mike Glennon ever was.
Way better
he's
than
a
Mike
backup
Glennon.
QB.
He'd be better at 70 than Mike Glennon was.
He is a backup QB, though. And so that's why a little.
Nobody trying to say they're telling you he's an MVP still?
Well, I know, but it's like he ain't even a starter. You can't even tell me he's a starter in this league.
It's can a brother get a fair opportunity?
Okay. So I'm just saying, it's like a backup quarterback working out.
You will give me that there's some NFL backups that are worse than him. You will give me that.
Oh, sure. No doubt.
Some dudes coming off the street that just it doesn't make any sense.
We can find some who Colin Kaepernick is better than, for sure. You know.
So if he's willing to take a backup role, then should he not be afforded the opportunity to do that?
I mean, but with 32 NFL teams, okay, like, just pick a backup quarterback in the NFL. Just pick one.
Daniel's mine.
Okay, Chase Daniel.
Yeah, Chase.
If he announced that he was having a workout, and a pride workout in Chattanooga, how many NFL teams would be there?
Chase?
Yeah.
He hadn't done anything.
Okay.
He's been a journeyman his entire career.
Okay, give me another one.
Nobody's coming.
Give me another backup quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. Driscoll.
Okay, Jeff Driscoll. If Jeff Driscoll.
Hell no, they're not coming to see Driscoll. Driscoll ain't sponsored by Nike, fool.
Okay.
He hadn't been the story. This one has the last three. What are we doing here?
The only quarterback.
This guy's a national story.
The only back. Oh, I. That, but that's why people are coming.
Who's won at a high level before?
People,
big difference.
People want to see how, like, what he looks like.
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of this. After 3 years, the guy says he's been working out the entire time. Finally, you can get to a point where it's not just Kaepernick saying it, right? You get a chance to actually see it. But again, has the NFL really given? Is this the real opportunity? Is the point? Look, here's the bottom line.
If Gardner Minshew had a workout, people might go now. But before the season, he might not have had any.
Here's the bottom line. They were going to do this to you. They weren't going to tell you anything. They weren't going to make this easy for you. If it's Tuesday, if it's Saturday, if you say you can still play, go out there and show them. Go out. I don't, whatever building it is, we can say it's unfair, all that. The opportunity is there now. Go seize it. I'm rooting for him. I'm with you. I have my doubts of whether a team will actually do it. Feels like you're going to get a lot of, hey, we were just kind of looking up and trying to get the information. So I have my doubts. And again, the odds, let's be real, are stacked against him physically. He's 32, as John points out. He's been out of the league for 3 years. But you better believe him. There ain't no reason to root against him.
Well, Jason,
anybody rooting against him,
Jason, I will tell you this,
is on the wrong side of this.
To start this bit of
if
the
he
rundown,
fails, he fails. But to root against him is ridiculous.
You made a Goodfellas reference, right? When Joe Pesci thinks he's about to be a made man, and then they whack him. I think that's a good analogy. Because what the NFL is trying publicly to show that, hey, we haven't blackballed Colin Kaepernick. We're trying to help him. We're putting together a workout for him. But what they know
on a Saturday.
But what they you really are. We see that if you were NFL GM, don't ask me to work on a Saturday because I ain't doing it.
Ain't no GM's gonna be there. Except a few on a bye, maybe.
Jason said, I ain't working on no damn Saturday.
I just said he's got to go get it. If it's Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't matter. Like you said, this is what you've been waiting on. Go get it,
but
Colin.
So they're trying to look like they're doing a good deed,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But what they know is that this is a quarterback who has not played in the NFL for 3 years.
They're playing the odds.
And so they know that more than likely he won't look
they're
good.
They're hoping this shuts it down.
Yeah, like he's not going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
They know he hasn't really been. They know he hasn't really. Has he been working out? Like, has he been?
He says every day, John.
Okay.
For the 3 years.
All right. Well, we gonna see.
That's what I said.
We gonna find out.
You rooting for him, ain't you? Does he have your vote? Does he have your vote?
I hope
no.
I hope Colin Kaepernick does well. I think the NFL.
Because I sensed a little bit of hesitation there from you, brother.
I know what box you're trying to put me in. I refuse to go in that box.
I expect you to run over to this side of the table and say, "Go for you. Have your opportunity."
Hey, I'll say this: I would like Colin Kaepernick to be Derek Carr's backup. Now, you probably think he should start over Derek Carr, but I would be totally.
Oh, Derek's been good of late. On a roll.
I would be fine with him as the backup. Indianapolis could use him.
Who is your backup?
Mike Glennon.
Can I ask a legitimate question about Colin Kaepernick? If he gets back in the league, do you still kneel during the national anthem?
Holy moly, Brad. No, you go for the
We had managed to
right
not even talk
one,
about it.
I'm sorry to point out the elephant in the room here.
Well, Brad just put on his red hat.
It's a real question,
I didn't
question,
describe
isn't it?
I asked a question. I didn't say, "Hey, everybody." Let me raise my hand.
I would imagine he does not kneel anymore.
I'd imagine that one of those teams that might be interested in him would ask him that before they signed him. I bet you they would.
Yes.
Just that question that you just asked
right.
us.
Right.
And John, what I wonder is, would it then prevent it? Any signing? Because that to them
that
would
answer.
Be
well, because the NFL feels like it's finally gotten past it, right? The NFL, because like it's not really a story anymore.
Right.
You know, it's not really. I mean, do people still kneel? I don't know.
Like, I wanted to say there are still a couple of guys that okay. do. They just don't get the media coverage for doing it. I want to say that
there might be, but it used to be everybody.
Remember Kenny? Remember the Dolphins receiver at the beginning of the year was all over this.
And yeah.
Now he's no longer a Dolphin. I want to Stills. I want to tell you it was.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this was still the thing there with him. But the coverage of it.
Yeah.
And certainly the numbers too. But I want to tell you there's still one or two, if not more. You just don't see the coverage of it anymore.
My prediction is this: he does not get signed as a result of this workout. That is my prediction. I don't think he's going to. I don't.
Joe Pesci didn't get made either.
Well, I don't think it's a situation where Colin Kaepernick is set up to succeed. He hasn't been in the league for 3 years.
That's my whole point.
You know, it's a Saturday.
They're betting on him failing, is what I'm saying.
I mean, it's a Saturday. You know,
and they should make a movie about this.
Yeah, they should. You should be the first voice on it, like Undisputed.
And we know what first song you'd play for the damn movie.
Yes.
Some damn Eminem.
What? That's a great song. That is an all-time great song. And I know that to you, the only thing that could possibly make it better is T-Pain feature.
You know, Shaft used to have theme music when he walked around, and I just see you walking around all day in your big Jeep, and this song is just blaring all day long through the house when you're cleaning, when you see Sam coming home. Sam, we got one shot. We got to make it. We got to get all the money, Sam.
And your starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Colin Kaepernick.
Jason has lost his mind over Colin Kaepernick. All right. I hope he does well. I'll say that to end the second.
I want to calm down so we can talk to Bomani, who's very cool, and I need to get my cool back.
Yeah. So we're
doing this damn Eminem.
We're going to watch the Joe Pesci scene during the break, and then Bomani Jones is going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 9200 FM, ESPN.
Make me king.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
When it comes to your internet, good enough just doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet, internet's better because it streams better. Yep, you heard that right. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice, so all you have to do is say, play romantic comedies, and it plays romantic comedies. Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less, watch more with the voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless. And now, it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000. In a flash, the new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
This holiday season, give those on your holiday shopping list a gift of looking and feeling their best with a gift card from Massage Envy. Massage Envy gift cards are available in any dollar amount and can be used for massage, assisted stretch, and facial services, or for purchasing retail products. Massage Envy Spa, 4 Memphis locations, in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Gotta blame it on my juice.
spilled your juice? Quick, the Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bomani Jones going to join us. You know you can catch him on High Noon on ESPN, 3 p.m. Memphis time, and he joins us now. Bomani, what's up, man?
Hey, man, all good, except for the fact it's freezing cold outside.
Oh, my God, it's freezing cold in Memphis, too. You know, we ain't equipped for this.
Yeah, man, I'm very curious what the concept of freezing cold in Memphis is, because my concept of freezing cold changed when I moved to New York.
Fair enough. Hold on, I'm about to tell you right now exactly how cold it is outside, because I think this may open your eyes a little bit. It's 27 outside in Memphis.
Nah, you got the right to complain. That's fair. That's appropriate.
And there's a wind chill. All right, so listen, you talked about Memphis and James Wiseman and sort of what they have going on High Noon yesterday. James Wiseman is taking on the NCAA. Can he win?
It all depends on what you mean by win, because I don't even know how much of this is Wiseman taking on the NCAA as much as Memphis and Penny are deciding to take on the NCAA. Like, what I did not realize until this process started was that the NCAA can't actually make you ineligible. They just say somebody should be ineligible, and then the school says, okay, well, we'll go ahead and do that because we're down with this crew. I don't know at what point Memphis is going to back down on this. Like, I don't see a point at which they're going to just say, nah, you guys are right. We'll just let this slide. It's almost too late for that at this point. I just want to know if this is still hanging and they're in the NCAA tournament and there's a place where Mark Emmert or some NCAA official has to hand a trophy to Penny and James Wiseman, that'll be better than Al Davis and Pete Rozelle in 83.
you're exactly right. So, you know, it is kind of complicated, and you're exactly right. Like, I learned some things about the NCAA eligibility process that I did not know. But because James has a temporary restraining order against the NCAA and as a nominal defendant, the University of Memphis, the contention is that Memphis can't pull. They cannot pull him lest being in contempt of court. Yeah. So that is sort of the situation. At least that's the way it's being positioned.
Yeah, and also they ain't about to pull him. Right? Like, I don't think there's a set of circumstances under which Memphis is going to pull him. Because if they were, they wouldn't have played him in the first place. And look, I think, I actually, as much as people feel like this is an open and shut case, like, I feel like the way that it's interpreted. So, let's just say that Penny had gotten the job at Arkansas, right? We're just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. At least the way that I read this, if Penny had gone to Arkansas and James Wiseman would have gone with him to Arkansas, that would have been fine because Penny Hardaway is not a booster for the program at Arkansas. Like, they're not even really accusing him of flat-out buying a player. They're kind of backdooring this. And I think that unless you're going to make the argument that Penny moved that dude to Memphis specifically so that he could go to the University of Memphis, then you're not selling me on this. He was just trying to win some high school titles, at least as far as I could tell.
Now, the question is, why does this always seem to happen to Memphis, right? You hear the rumors and stuff and new information, and you see the stuff about, you know, Avenatti said about Zion and all that, but that never gets to a point where the NCAA is looking at it. It's always, and you mentioned even the Rose case where they say yes, and then they come back and say no. Why is it always Memphis, Bomani?
Well, I think this case is interesting because if the NCAA rules do mean something, then this is kind of directly in their faces. And if they go mean anything, then they're going to have to put up some measure of fight, like, in order to do this. That's it. They're an outsider. And there's a certain class of program. Like, UNLV falls in a very, very similar case. But once people determine that you're an outsider, you're not supposed to get this. Like, this is what happened when Ole Miss got it cracking in football. Everybody's like, okay, well, the NCAA is going to show up shortly thereafter. And then they ultimately did. Now, to be fair, though, to the NCAA, you did have a coach go to the Final Four and then wind up getting, like, indicted. That wasn't the NCAA's fault. And, you know, Cal invites scrutiny. You know, so there is kind of a, like, we play it close to the line element that's here, but they're not the only program that does that.
Yeah, you mentioned Memphis is the outsider. It feels like there's another layer, though, with Penny. Right, Bomani? A layer of cool, a layer of I think you mentioned it yesterday. Maybe goes against the typical aristocracy. And I just feel like there's a layer of cool that maybe there's some resentment toward, too, that may lead to a, you know what, I'm going to drop a dime on him.
Yeah, that I do think is interesting, though. Like, whoever dropped the dime on this one, any of us could have dropped this dime. And I guess until we find out what the supposed new information that the NCAA has, like, the thing with Penny on this one that got me was they did this so out in the open. Like, that's why I don't feel like he was operating in the capacity of a booster. Like, I'd like to think that Penny's a little bit smarter about doing his dirt. Otherwise, that program ain't never going to get nowhere if you're just paying people money and telling everybody about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have zero chance of success operating under that paradigm. But no, with the aristocracy part, I do think, really matters. And mm-hmm. I think that, I'm sure you guys have made this argument before, that the Derrick Rose banner had to come down, but the Corey Maggette banner still stays up. I don't always understand the math and exactly how the NCAA does it, but it does tend to fall down on programs like Memphis.
Well, that honestly, Bomani, even though it's a different administration, that has informed sort of their philosophy and their approach towards this, right? I mean, they don't want to show good faith to an organization that they don't feel like will reciprocate that good faith, and that's why they're sort of fighting this as intently as they are.
And let me tell you, my side's up, guy, because you asked about Penny. This is the thing about Penny. It took Cal some years to get that recruiting machine humming to where Penny has it right now. Like, people think that Cal just walked in there and all of a sudden you're getting, like, these five guys all at once. That didn't really happen in that way until Kentucky. Like, other than Derrick Rose and DeJuan Wagner, like, you don't really have those guys that he had gotten to Memphis. What Penny is doing, and with no college coaches, is all his NBA guys. And, you know, he's being a little bit of a jerk about it. Somebody's going to try to come for him.
Yeah. So, Bomani, the president in the statement that was released by the University of Memphis, the president said that Memphis wants an equitable and a fair resolution. Like, let's make no mistake about this. The headlines are great that Memphis and James Wiseman are taking on the NCAA, but the university wants this to be resolved. They don't want this necessarily to drag out. So if you are James Wiseman and the NCAA comes to the table and they say, hey, pay back the money, 5-game suspension, would you take that?
Probably. Like, I would think that it's worth it to go ahead and do that. Like, I actually forgotten until somebody mentioned it that even for the 11 grand, the suspension was only going to be 10 games. Like, that is what tells me that people are really putting this down on a matter of principle, because you give up those 10 games. Like, that wouldn't have been that big of a deal. And that would have even been under consideration for the selection committee, you know, when they evaluated what your record was ultimately going to be. So that leads me to believe that if they offer them something like that, they're not going to take it.
The player himself look pretty special to you in terms of the things he can do?
Yes, Yes, yes. I had actually talked to somebody, because I don't really keep up with the guys in there in high school. Sure. I just don't have a trained enough eye, right? And I asked the guy, I was like, so what do you say about him? And he was like, I think this is a guy that's going to look better when he's in the NBA than he does in college. And if he looks better in the NBA than he does in college, man, then you can cancel Christmas. Like, that, a guy that height, that's that springy and gets off the ground right. that fast with that length, this could be frightening.
Yeah. But, Manuel, I got to ask you, I'm wondering what you think about this mystery surrounding this Kaepernick tryout, that they're not answering any of his questions about who's going to be there. Just what's going on here?
I can't figure it out for the life of me. Like, I got a couple calls out, and hopefully somebody will, like, kind of help make sense. But, like, it almost feels like a shakedown that they're using in order to get him to be there, right? Like, you got to come on Saturday. How about next week? No, you got to come on Saturday. And that's why when Kaepernick sent that, I look forward to all the head coaches and general managers. He knows ain't none of them going to be there. So, I like, for the life of me, I can't figure it out. I have had people tell me this, and I'm inclined to believe it. Roger Goodell wants this dealt with, and Roger Goodell wants Colin Kaepernick back in the league. Like, that is something that he wants. And so when we say the NFL, we got to learn to separate it. There's that the league office on Park Avenue, and then there's 32 owners. And I'm inclined to believe that on Park Avenue, they would like for him to be back. It's the 32 owners, though, who are actually in charge.
Hey, Bomani, man, this was great stuff as always,
Thank
man.
You, brother.
We appreciate the time.
No problem, man. You guys have a good one.
Yep. He is Bomani Jones. You can catch him on High Noon this afternoon, 3 o'clock, obviously, with Pablo Torre. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he seems to have, you know, I think a pretty good grasp of the situation on a national level. You know, I think obviously, you know, last night during the game, I think they only flashed James Wiseman being ineligible, what, like 35 times?
Well, yeah, get ready for 35 more. Like, that's not stopping anytime soon.
I mean, it was like Boogie Ellis makes a three. James Wiseman deemed ineligible Friday. You know?
He said something that it's the selective nature of it, right? It's what we talked about. It's why they always get Memphis. He said when an outsider to the aristocracy comes and it kicks the door in the way that Memphis has since Penny Hardaway got there. He said this yesterday. I think that's why everybody in Memphis was cheering him on. This is when all of a sudden people decide that they want to shut this down.
Yep.
That's what I'm because it's Penny is what I'm saying. And because, yes, the outsider portion of it, but because it's Penny, it feels like I'm going to shut this down. Rather, we see it at Kansas. We see it at Duke. Nobody's rushing to shut that down. That's the difference. That's what we're so mad about.
Exactly. I didn't realize that the Corey Maggette banner was still up. You know, I don't guess I realized that. And Derrick Rose had to come down.
I just knew it hadn't come down. I don't think any of theirs have.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Why would they?
Anyway, thanks to Bomani Jones for joining us on the show today. We will come back. Jason and John, 90s FM, ESPN.
The teams, Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL, the stories. Game day.
The thrill is here.
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows, the Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $43. Must be purchased by November 20th, 2019 for travel between November 21st, 2019 and February 13th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Childhood Cancer Family Fund and Memphis area Papa John's restaurants will be hosting a month-long Christmas toy collection drive for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital's Target House long-term family facility. For the month of November, drop off any new Christmas gifts suitable for newborns to age 19 at any Papa John's location. The gifts will be a part of a free Christmas shop at St. Jude's Target House, where parents shop free for their children. Papa John's Toy Drive. Be a part of this holiday season.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
One of the best things about sports is its connection to home. Home team, home game, and home celebrations. Make your home for the game Max's Sports Bar. Since 2007, Max's has been the only local sports bar downtown. Max's Sports Bar, 115 GE Patterson.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Christmas shopping season is just around the corner. And Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Western boots and work boots are their specialty. And with over 4,000 pair and 20 different brands to choose from, you'll find just the right pair. Why order some boot brand you've never heard of when you can come to Cowboy Corner and pick out a pair of boots that you can see, touch, and try on? Since 1957, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans have been your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family. 3698 Goodman Road in South Haven.
I am the Lift Master.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the LeBonner Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the LeBonner Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. We'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and if we can keep the creatures out of your party, give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852 or inman-murphy.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me.
Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get great customer service. You're going to get great selection of jewelry and rings and watches. And you're going to get low, low prices. But what sets Robert Irwin Jeweler apart from all of that is what they offer you. They offer you a perfect ring guarantee where you pick the diamond, you pick the setting. Robert Irwin Jewelers puts those together, and you get the perfect ring at a perfect price. And they're so confident that your ring is going to be perfect, you get a full year to return it if you don't like it. That's what Robert Irwin Jewelers does for you.
Does that for you, and then simply just going to be the best jeweler in your life, right? Yeah, you could buy from a big box store like I did when it came to engagement rings for the lovely wife, Faith. Boy, was I a fool. Because when you get the personal attention right, it makes you feel so much more important. And that's how Howie and his team operate. You're going to be the most important thing. You're going to feel like the most important thing in the world. And it should be important, right? These are special moments. They are to be celebrated. Howie wants to do that with you. You should celebrate with Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds. They got great financing options, including zero down up to 72 months to pay. For complete details, you can go online to rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Bomani Jones for joining us on the show today. Appreciate his time, as always, Jason. Now, we have not talked at length about what happened just before Memphis and Oregon took the court. And that is...
What happened?
the number one team in college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats, became the first team since 1993, the first number one ranked team since 1993 to lose at home to a mid-major, a true mid-major. First time since 1993, Long Beach State beat Kansas back in 1993. So, let me ask you this, Jason. Do we as a city still, like, I mean, like, for me, it was the fact that it wasn't necessarily Kentucky, but it was also, like, the number one team in the country, you know. Didn't they just beat Michigan State in Madison Square Garden? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the number one team in the country who lost at home to Evansville. Mm-hmm. That was the, like, wow thing for me. That was the that's what struck me. Not necessarily that it was John Calipari, but like, do you think people in? I mean, I saw the response on Twitter, but people like, you know, it's still so fresh. Maybe because people think John Calipari is the whistleblower. That might be why.
Oh,
that might be why it's renewed. Warning.
He is one of Tigers fans' usual suspects when it comes to that. Huh?
He usually is.
And so for those fans that were feeling that way, yeah, I had one tell me it was karma, right, because he's the whistleblower, and I'm not going to go down that road. Because I tell you that, to Bomani's point,
who knows?
I've said this before, it could be a number of people.
Who knows?
Could be a lot of folk. Could be folk closer to you than you know. We don't know. John, don't you have one, too?
Do I have a whistleblower?
You actually play like you know it, though, right?
I don't know
it. Yes, come on. Don't act like you haven't walked around here. While we're all having our fun little whistleblower conversations, John likes to come in serious and say, but I know who it really is.
No, I don't.
And so we're not going to ask you to spill the beans right here, John, even though we'd like you to.
Don't tell us now.
I will sit here and ask you, though, on the record, do you really know or are you just playing, fool?
I have a suspicion. If you want to say a name... If you want to say a list of names, I will maybe make a sound if you're getting warmer or colder.
Is that okay? I don't even know if that.
I think that's
some requires some heavy speculation there.
That's me throwing the names out there, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, if you want to tweet me and ask who it is, I'll give you an indication. Mm. You know, I'll give you an indication of whether you're on the right track.
Is it somebody on the inside?
Inside
of what?
Home.
No. Not in my opinion. Not in my opinion.
Somebody who was on the inside, outside?
Not in my opinion.
Okay. Would be opposition.
Yes. Yes.
Which team?
Why would I tell you what team?
We just want to know where you're going with this. You seem to have some strong conviction on this that you really know who it is. I will tell you honestly, I have no idea because I think the suspect list is too long.
I mean, I can't even be so specific. I can't even do the conference. I don't even want to give you the
conference. Can you give me the conference commissioner? Some of us don't even know the commissioner.
No, because you can just Google that. I'm not going to just give you the conference commissioner. You know, you just skipped the part. You skipped the entire scavenger hunt. You were like, tell me the team. I'm not going to tell you the team.
Well, we had to try with you.
Yeah.
You never know.
But, I mean, I think, you know, if you think about it, you know, and put your heads together, you know.
Can we rule out the guy that lost last night to Evansville?
I think so.
There you have it. Well, that was enough, all right? At least to get through this story, too.
I mean,
John says, rule out John.
John Calipari.
It's beneath him, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen?
By the way, I don't know for a fact who it is, okay? I don't know who it is. Nobody knows who it is. Those documents haven't been unsealed. The only people who know are the NCAA. But I have my suspicions, and I have reasons for that. So this is just – you're just basically just – this is my opinion, but
– you've ruled out John. You just did it. You ruled out John for these people that are saying that was karma last night, him losing.
Why would John Calipari –
we talked about this this morning off the air.
You know, why would he run to the incident – John Calipari of all people.
And John's lost him since November, too. Remember that.
Yeah, why would he run
James signed in November.
No doubt. I just don't see Cal as the guy who would do that. I just don't see him. You know, he's had his run-ins with the organization over multiple stops. I just don't think he and the NCAA are that friendly. I just don't see it. Now, I need you to kind of, you know, listen, if you want to know who I think it is, you can, you know, ask yourself, who's friendly in college basketball with the NCAA? Like, who would it benefit? Who would it benefit directly for Memphis? Right? Who would it benefit directly for Memphis to not be the threat or the force that we think they can be? Who with that benefit.
A lot of teams and programs.
Perhaps. But again, I'm asking you to kind of narrow it down a little bit. And again, I really
want to do this on the air. You want to tell us all who it is, John.
Know, I really can't go.
The man who wrote the spring recruiting book. We're all listening because we think you may have very well have the answer.
I really can't.
Can you give us a couple more context clues?
I really can't go any further, Jason. You've already put me in a position now where I'm gonna get sued by somebody.
You got someone telling you stop, stop, stop?
Should I play a fight song? No.
No. Okay. Wait a minute. No. Now we said not someone that's on the inside.
No,
that was on the inside. That's on the outside now. So these folks tweeting at me, Tubby, Tubby, Tubby.
No, Tubby doesn't give a damn.
All right, John Martin has ruled out Cal, and he's ruled out Tubby. So that's a large portion of you all in terms of your suspect.
Yeah.
Wiped out. Got to take them off.
Come on to my recruitment room at my house.
John Martin has ruled them out. They are not the whistleblower, according to Martin.
Why would Tubby care?
Tubby's still getting $10 million.
Tubby don't know any. Tubby just found out who James Wiseman is.
Well, hello there.
He don't know who the hell he was. It ain't like he was recruiting them. You know, so why would Tubby do that? Tubby's a good man. Tubby ain't no snitch either.
Now you said that when you were Tom Bowen. Tubby's a good man.
Yes, but Tubby ain't no snitch. Now we know that he don't do it his job well, but he ain't no snitch.
Well,
Tubby don't play that.
Tubby's assistants didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, Jason, the reality of the situation is that you have goaded me into saying a little too much. I have already said too much, and I'm gonna get calls. You know, this was really irresponsible of me to do this. I am disappointed in myself that I allowed this to see.
Me and Brad feel, I don't think you said too much. We don't know the hell you're talking about.
You were pretty vague.
Or is it on Twitter? Are people close?
I get it. As soon as you said what you said, I get it. I mean, and it makes sense given the competitor.
It doesn't help Tennessee, Rick Barnes.
It is funny to hear people, to read people's, like, guesses, you know.
Snitch.
Obviously, I cannot say any names. I cannot, because that's just, you know, I don't want to face any kind of legal action. Right. I really don't. Would y'all pay for, y'all would not.
They don't pay me anything beyond my salary.
I'm saying, though, but if I was sued, would y'all provide representation? Okay, so y'all would not even have my back.
I haven't had an I have your back always.
As a company, would you guys fight for me in court over this?
It all depends.
Because that was going to determine whether I go further.
I can't. No, I would stop now at this point. If you're asking me for
I'm not asking
lawyer,
for compensation. I'm
no.
just saying, would you guys provide a lawyer or not?
No, we won't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I always got your back. Like, I'm helping you get,
Brad.
I want you to get more money, more jobs.
I was going to say the dude's name.
No.
I was going to say his name.
Don't put that on Brad.
Don't give me that. I already got these dummies coming at me for various wrong things.
Just throwing it out there is, unless you got proof.
Oh, I mean, I got proof.
That's slander, and we don't do that here,
John,
because we don't want to get sued.
If
Thank
you have
you.
Proof, you need to report.
I don't have proof.
I didn't think
Thank
so.
Thank you.
Let's
not get sued.
I have strong reasons to believe, okay?
Let's not stop this.
I have strong reasons to believe.
It's making Brad uncomfortable.
As soon as we brought up lawyers and us
let me tell you what did it for him, though, Brad. You said, I know where you're going.
Yeah,
that's when he got excited and wanted to get
there.
Listen,
I get giddy about this stuff too, and I just want to start speculating. Let's not do this.
It's not someone who worked at the University of Memphis. Again, this is my opinion. It is not someone that worked at the University of Memphis that no longer
does. I am uncomfortable.
We're adding a new name to the rule out list then, with you saying that. The new name added to the rule out list is Tom Bowen.
I'll rule him out.
John, he's on the John Martin rule out list that we have Tubby on, we have Cal on now, we have Tom Bowen on.
How much longer we got on this show? We got to 2:00.
I don't know, but I am uncomfortable.
Maybe we
can. The rule out list you should be comfortable with.
I can deal with uncomfortable because you're not slandering anybody.
Right, but we're going to rule everybody out except one person.
All right, let's not talk about that. Let's stop. Yeah.
Yes.
let's stop this.
Mm-hmm. That's not illegal.
We'll get
I know,
there.
But I am uncomfortable.
We'll get there one day.
Throw me another name, and I'll rule them out.
I'm getting texts now from counsel.
Okay, well, that's probably.
You said I don't have any counsel.
Well, they still listen to stuff that we can get in trouble for.
All right, well, hey, you know, I was going to say the name, but Brad says I don't have any legal counsel.
It's not me.
You tell
I got
you
bosses.
Like me. You want it just to be the Jason show, bruh? You like working here?
Damn.
Anyway, fun stuff. Hey, here's the thing about it: the longer this goes on, if this ever gets to discovery, right, that's a word people have used, like if this trial goes federal, we'll know. we will know who the whistleblower is. We will know who called the NCAA's attention to the new information.
If Memphis didn't play James Wiseman the other night, would they have been found in contempt of court if they addressed him and didn't play him?
What would have happened
if they were?
So it is James Wiseman's discretion, right? Like, if he decides to play or not. But if Memphis holds him out, if Memphis does not play him based on the NCAA's findings.
Which would look like what? Not dressing him and saying, no, you are holding you out.
Right. That'd be contempt of court.
If they dressed him and didn't put him in the game.
Well, why would he not play in the game, though? I see what you're saying. I see you're saying, you know why?
Because you would tell him, James, you realize when we stand with you on this one, we're putting it all at risk. You realize that.
Yes.
You would have a local court. Right, having the local school in contempt of court for not playing a kid that was born in Nashville. Like, do we really think that would have even come close to going down? Because a lot of people are using it as the reason why you had to play him, which I just think is ridiculous. Yes, that's out there, that technically and by the letter of the law that you could have been held in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.